Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
And the Labour Party have been in touch to say that the rule change that Minister Patrick O'Donovan referred to in 2016 did not actually apply to them because they had seven deputies. Now, US magazine The Atlantic has today published fresh messages from a group chat of top Trump officials discussing plans to bomb Yemen. It provides further evidence that a random journalist was given notice of an imminent American attack half an hour before warplanes launched strikes on the Houthis. The accidental inclusion of Jeffrey Goldberg in a Signal chat group has created a political firestorm in the United States. And for more, we're joined now by The Guardian's Washington DC Bureau Chief David Smith. And David, you're welcome. So we've had US President Donald Trump and his Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth saying of the original story from The Atlantic a couple of days ago that none of the information that was sent in this group was classified, but the magazine seems to have a different view. What have they published today?
Yeah, it's becoming increasingly implausible for the White House to deny this. And I think it was their strategy of going on offense and trying to attack Jeffrey Goldberg that really forced his hand and made him decide to publish. He's been cautious throughout this. He's aware of the dangers of jeopardizing U.S. national security and certain individuals. But when the White House attacked him, I think that tipped the balance. And he thought, you know, I'm going to put the messages out there, given that they themselves say this is not classified information. And in these new messages, we see the Defense Secretary, Pete Hegseth, sort of writing in capital letters, you know, this is the moment that the bombs will drop, and providing other details about timings, targets, what kinds of weapons. He refers to a terrorist target at one point, and it ensures this scandal is not going away anytime soon. We've had more officials before Congress today, and as we speak, the White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt is coming out all guns blazing, again, trying to shift the focus onto Jeffrey Goldberg and The Atlantic.
Yeah, they're trying to blame him, say that he's writes stories about hoaxes and things like that. And as you say, shift focus onto him. But this information was just published hours before that House Intelligence Committee hearing was set to begin. And now you have people like the US Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, and CIA Director John Ratcliffe, who are going to be questioned and have been questioned already today about the information that they gave yesterday, which appears to be incorrect information.
Indeed, they've been in front of a Senate committee this morning, local time, and Tulsi Gabbard was pressed on, you know, why did she claim this was not classified, and in particular, why did she deny it, that there were specific details of a military operation when those things are there for all the world to see. Claimed that she could not recall the messages, and one instance couldn't even remember exactly what she said yesterday. So this is not a great look. You do find the administration using some semantics. They're saying, well, this was not a war plan, this was an attack plan, and that comes down to, you know, what is formally known as those things. There's also, you know, debates over what counts as classified or not. They're definitely on the back foot.
Okay, we'll watch that story with interest. Thank you for bringing us up to date. That's The Guardian's Washington DC Bureau Chief David Smith.